Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Season Countdown, an in-depth look at all 34 of the region's local football clubs. Here's your host, Tom King.
We move on into Ocean Grove, who were the, well, to us in the media, the surprise packet of season 2021. But I got a sneaking suspicion the gentleman we're about to speak to, Grubbers coach Pete Davey, he wasn't surprised at all what his young troops brought. 8-4 they finished, and they won a final. Of course, they absolutely pantsed Anglesey at Port Arlington, the elimination final, and were preparing themselves for a crack in a Battle of the Bridge semi-final. It was mouth-watering. We couldn't wait. And 48 hours before first bounce, the season came to a halt and we never got back on. And the Grubbers, well, they had to wonder what might have been. Could they have cut a swathe through the finals? We'll never know. And we worry about 2022, but they've got a great foundation to build off. Pete Davey, good to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having me.
Do you reflect with some fondness on season 2021? And as I talk to you, we're doing this via Zoom. People will only hear the audio, but in the background, you've got some memorabilia of Banyul, where you've coached, won premierships, Woden in the Canberra competition, where you've had some success. But where does 2021 rate in your football journey in terms of enjoyment and I suppose the success you had without it actually resulting in a bit of silverware at the end of it?
Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of guys about it, and I reckon the last month of 21 was the most exciting time I've had involved as a coach, just seeing a young group grow in a really short period of time and take confidence out of what they were doing on the field. So, yeah, it was bittersweet, a really disappointing way to finish. Just, you know, who knows what would have happened, but just to not have that final game, it's sort of given a bit of a spur for pre-season anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, what sort of motivation has it been for the guys to go, well, gee, what could we have done? But the other point to that is that now you've laid a foundation, you want to go forwards. 8-4's the benchmark from those 12 games. You want to be improving on that this year.
Yeah, so we had our camp on the weekend. We went up to Anakin. We took about 30-odd guys up to Anakin. We actually talked about that, about what does success in your eyes look like this year? And it sounds cliche, but overwhelmingly, and we've got some pretty wise heads for a young group, and they just said they wanted to improve, and improvement for us, I mean, we know the comp's going to improve with some teams sort of probably looking to get back up, but it was more around, yeah, improving on field, off field, training standards and stuff, and we think that will probably flow into having some decent results ourselves.
Yep. You've been coach of Ocean Grove since the end of 2019, but only coached 12 games of football, 13 games of football. Did you learn a bit about yourself as a coach? Now, you've got obviously background, you know, a long background in coaching, but more about yourself in that 13 games that you can help implement, I suppose, where you want the club to go this year, because you were a little bit blind to Ocean Grove?
Yeah, the last 2 years have been exhausting from an education perspective, just having a really young group and that have not played senior footy, and just trying to teach them things that they would have picked up, you know, had they played for a couple of years before. So I was exhausted at the end of last year, but this year I sort of feel really rejuvenated. The guys have come back in great shape and they're training really hard. I think this year from a coaching perspective, I think will be a bit easier than the last couple of years. Yep. So I'm excited about that.
And you have to strike a balance with the players too, who you know you're feeding so much information to that you can overload them with too much. And in the end, they're just footballers that want to play on a Saturday for a bit of, you know, relaxation and a bit of fun.
Yeah, so look, go back to the end of last season, that last 5 weeks, and this is probably by virtue of having a lot of students. These guys were training almost every day in preparation for that final series. The motivation and the willingness to do the work, we don't have to push that. They've got that within the group already, which again, that's so easy for us coaches to just put a program together and they just do it to their best.
One of the secrets to your success last year was your stability. You had 20 players play 10 or more games. Oh, sorry, 20 players play 10 or more games of the 13, which is phenomenal considering I think the stability in 2019 wasn't there for Ocean Grove. Is that something you obviously were keen to focus on last year and, you know, getting these guys playing together lots of footy, but that's going to have some flow-on effect through to 2022?
We actually talked about it going into that first semi-final, that Barwon Heads actually had a high turnover throughout the year and ours was quite stable. So it's certainly something that we look at. And credit to that goes to Dean Casamento, our fitness guy, who, he's got the guys understanding the importance of prehab and post-hab, recovery methods. So, and the guys have really taken that on. They're training at a really, not elite standard, but probably more akin to a GFL side with the way they go about things. So I credit that low turnover to our fitness program for sure.
Yep. And Bellarine clubs have got the advantage of having a nice little thing called salt water very handy to them too, to aid with the recovery.
Yeah, so Sunday mornings the guys are in the Barwon River, under the bridge. So, yeah, you can see them down there every Sunday at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Barwon Heads on one side, you guys on the other.
Yeah, we own that bridge at the moment, so it's a nice place to go down to and dip your toes in.
You love your footy. Have you pulled the vision out of that Battle of the Bridge at all over summer and just had another look and enjoyed it as much as I think the 22 players on the day enjoyed it?
Yeah, I think AFL Barwon had a highlights package of the day, so I've watched that a few times, and it's looking back at it, geez, it was a cracking game. Just as a take the coaching side of it, it was pretty stressful on the day, but as a spectator, even the neutral spectator, it would have been a good watch. Yeah. Goals at each end and lots of them. Yeah.
Patterson on fire.
Yeah. That was sort of when he stamped himself, didn't he? Yep.
Has he had any interest from higher? And then I'm talking VFL. Was he offered a pre-season anywhere? And if he was, did he take it? What's he doing with his footy?
Yeah. So he was actually offered three spots on VFL summer program list. So he's been training full-time at Williamstown, and he's, they've cut players throughout that process and he's still there. So he's looking really good at the moment. So we hope he makes it. We hope we don't see him at all this year, because that'd be fantastic for him. But selfishly, we know that if he is playing, he will have improved again on last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Kobe Annan, I've got to ask you about him. He's been the talking point, has indicated that North Shore's where he probably wants to play his footy in 2022. What's the latest with the situation with Kobe?
Yeah, so Cam McGregor, our footy boss, he just sat down with Kobe and said, look, don't make a decision right now. Like, by all means, go and train at North Shore. We're not going to hold you back. We want you to play where you want to play. But we also don't want you to make a rash decision and go somewhere that you might regret down the track. So we kind of said, look, go there and train, give it 6 weeks, see how you feel. That probably gives you a nice little sample size to work out if that's what you want to do. And from all reports, he's enjoying it down there. So, we wish him all the best and hopefully it works out. We would have, and this not selfishly because we want to keep Kobe and not lose a good young ruckman, but we would have loved to probably develop him a bit further, both physically and from an education perspective. So we just trust that North Shore are going to do that correctly for him.
Yeah. So who fills a very, very big hole at the centre bounces and around the ground?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to pick up a very big ruckman. So Ed Damon's come in from Wang Rovers. So he's a... Yeah, he's a good size ruckman. I'm sure when he hits people, they'll stay hit. And he's a good mover around the ground. He's got good skills. So from that side of things, yeah, really disappointed to lose Kobe. Yeah. But we have been fortunate enough to replace him with a very solid ruckman.
Yep. Let's talk about your inclusions. We could talk about Kobe Annan all day and what a wonderful year he had last year. But you've got to look forward, because you are preparing for life without him. But trio of boys from Leopold, one coming back, bringing a mate with him. And then on the top of that, you probably get the really big one in Jaden McHenry, a GFL Premiership player, close to 100 games, if not 100 games under his belt at GFL senior level, who will probably slot into a key defensive role. Is that your plans for him?
Yeah. I had a chat to Jaden about that, because our defence is really settled. We've got, realistically, we've got probably six key defenders that could all play senior football. So I had a chat to Jaden potentially about playing forward. And he's just, I think, he just really wants to play centre half back. It's a role he knows and he's played at a higher level. So, that certainly suits us down to the ground. Yeah.
you look at your outs, and we've mentioned Will Brome, unfortunately, off to Tassie. You've had Jake Ward retire. Tommy Waters is travelling. Sammy Donegan, a great year last year, I think kicked 20-odd goals, has gone off to St Albans. But I suspect right now you're probably looking at your ins and going, you're probably slightly ahead in the in column than you are in the out column.
Yeah, I think our list has improved, and that's no disrespect to the guys that have gone. It's just, yeah, I think, and we can talk about the recruits, but I think mostly the improvements are going to come from our young guys. Another preseason, and I said that the numbers on the track have been fantastic, and natural improvement and that hunger from last year, that's where our improvement's going to come from, from our local one-pointers.
Yep. The track star. I always ask a coach, who's one bloke that you've been really impressed with? Coaches don't like to individualise, but I like putting coaches on the spot and seeing if they've got somebody that's stood out. There might be a guy that was on the fringe last year, or somebody that played some good senior footy, but expect to be better this year because of what he's done over summer.
Yeah, so a couple of our young guys. So Kai Anen he's been tearing it to pieces. I'm real expecting him to have a really solid year. He only played the three games on the back end of last year, got his opportunity, and then played in the final and played really well. I think he'll take a substantial step forward this year. Nath Down is another one. So Nath played probably four or five senior games last year and then broke his hand, and he would have come back and played the final against Bowen Heads had we been able to play that. So his preseason has been really strong. But I think that a few of the new guys that have come in, we've got some really strong runners. Joey McDonald and Josh Gummer for us are very strong runners. We've had Josh Horton coming from Leopold, and he's just elite. So he's certainly raised the running standards. And then Andrew Todorov is another one who's coming from Strathmore. He runs marathons, and then he basically raised the bar on Joshie Horton. So there's a fair bit of competition on our 2Ks, which is fun to watch. We had another one last week, and they're becoming almost this sideshow of training of who's gonna win the 2K time trial.
And if you want to have a ground as your home ground that is one that is suited to runners, you want Ray Menzies Oval.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, our game plan won't change from last year, but yeah, certainly when we do win the footy, we've got those guys that can run and carry. Yeah, absolutely.
You've got Torquay first up. If there was one team that gave you fits last year, it was Torquay. Round one to be expected down there, with a very young group against their very experienced heads. But I think you were disappointed with the return bout back at Ocean Grove mid year.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we kind of set that game to be. To see where we're at, because we knew what had happened around one. We thought, we're going to play these guys again. We've improved a fair bit. And they touched us up. And I spoke to Dom afterwards, and Dom was great. He said, look, we put a fair bit of work into you guys. It worked out okay for them. But that's sort of one that doesn't sit well with us. And we certainly want to, like I said, we want to improve and see where we're at come round one.
Yeah, a couple of big ones to start, Torquay, and then Anglesey as well. So, and they're probably thinking, they owe you one and Anglesey owe you one for that final loss, because that probably wasn't the Roos finest moment.
Yeah, and I think historically we really struggle at Anglesey. Ocean Grove doesn't tend to win down there. So I think I look at Anglesey and Modder as being two of the hardest away games. Just they play their ground really well. So that's certainly a tough start to the year.
And then you come in the Twilight Clash on Easter Saturday and Queenscliff to round out your first 4 weeks of the season. So a nice mix of teams of varying ability that you're going to get a true indication of where you're tracking as you head towards May.
Yeah, really looking forward to Easter. We obviously played away last year, and it'd be nice to have a crowd at home for that one as well, the Twilight game.
Yeah, lights on and...
Yeah, the new lights. So they've been upgraded, so it should be, hopefully a nice crowd along and have a good night.
Restructure, I just want to get your thoughts, Pete. You've been involved in competitions all over the place. You would have just seen the back end of the planned restructure fall over, going back several years here, and Bruce Harwood coming in as a new AFL Bowen RGM, putting forward his thoughts. Ocean Grove is a big population centre on the Bellarine, and it's bigger than your Motawaris and your Port Arlingtons and the like. what's the long-term goal for the Ocean Grove Footy Club? If restructure was to go ahead and we were to divisionalise local football, is Ocean Grove setting itself to, with these kids, to maybe one day be in the top flight of football in this region?
Absolutely, yeah. And look, that's something that that, you know, Smitty, Pete Smith has spoken about. They want to get everything in place from a foundation perspective, which we've got. We've got a lot of juniors coming through. We've got a lot of good young kids coming through. And I guess, look, if I go back to Kobe, that's probably one conversation I have with Kobe that would make us feel sick if one day we got to the GFL and Kobe wasn't running around in a grubber's jumper. But certainly that's, you know, we're a long way off that. We're not trying to, you know, say that that's going to happen next year or anything like that. But that's certainly the goal, to get up and stay up there. Yeah.
I think there's probably a future for, you know, Torquay Ocean Grove in a higher competition eventually. But I suppose you've got to find some consistency at Ballerine level and, you know, make sure that 2021 wasn't a flash in the pan.
Well, you look at 2019, 2018, and let's say we're not getting ahead of ourselves, there's no reason that once things are in place at Ocean Grove, there's no reason why it can't stay like that forever with the population and the facilities that we've got.
Yep. You talk about Dean Casamento a lot. He seems like he's just the guru at Ocean Grove with the fitness and the like. Some people have asked me, you know, via social media to ask coaches about, you know, a full season and the impact of what injuries might come out of players having to play maybe 20 games of footy, having only played a dozen in the last, you know, 2.5 years. I suspect you're probably guarded against that with the programs you've got in place at the Grubbers.
Look, if I go back to Dean's influence, it's more than just fitness. Like he sees himself as a wellbeing coach, and he is phenomenal from a mental perspective with our young guys. He would want to take the footy aside completely and just deal with these guys. And he does a lot of work on in the Ballerine community with school kids and stuff like that. And our boys, they just love him. They've embraced everything he does. It was pretty hardcore in the beginning because it was something that they'd never seen before. A lot of meditation and breathing techniques and obviously the fitness side was a level up. But they saw the results pretty quickly. And, the giggles at the start when we're doing breathing and meditation, they've just gone now and everyone jumps down and does it and they get a lot out of it. Yeah.
Skeptical is probably the word that young fellas.
Yeah, there was at the start. And look, to be honest, it probably a few of the older guys, they said, look, this isn't really for me. But we were so lucky having a young group, and you get a few of those key figures of the young guys that jump on board and it just filters through and now they all do it and they all expect it and just get it done.
Yep. Got a question for you, Pete. Will you be asking members of the local media to do a mock Ballerine ladder for 2022?
If you want to put one together. Like I said, we want to improve. If we improve, we know we'll be okay. What happens outside of that? You know, I probably used that as motivation last year. Our motivation comes from different places now. So, well, I'm truly happy to look at one if someone wants to put it together, but we won't be using it as anything internal.
Yeah, I won't have – what do I have, eighth or ninth?
It was eighth. Yeah, eighth. We're sitting up in the rooms in the final.
And a certain ruckman who's no longer playing at Ocean Grove might have reminded me of that after I'd finished commentating the Ocean Grove Anglesey elimination final.
Yeah, look, it's again that's part of motivation, guys. That, you know, didn't think would be much and weren't around, and that's. Anyway, we can talk about it all day, but, it is what it is.
Pete, pleasure to talk footy with you. I really appreciate your time, taking the time to jump on and be part of the season countdown for 2022. And, it was a great story last year, and may the Grubbers give us more great storylines to write about as we go into a new season.
Thanks, King. I hope so. Yeah, really hope so. Thanks for the time.
You've been listening to K-Rock Football's Season Countdown. Keep an eye on krockfootball.com.au for new episodes in the lead up to the 2022 local football season.